Hello?
Hi, is this Judy?
It is Judy, and I apologize. I have laryngitis.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder, is that caused from talking too much on the publicity jaunt?
No, it's not. It's some kind of sinus thing I probably got on a plane. But anyway, I'll be okay.
Okay, wonderful. Well, as I was explaining to Larry, I promise I will not start the interview by asking what it was like to work with your mom or to work with your son. The one way that I will start our conversation that I'm sure all of your others does start with is that you are a very important person in my childhood and my life. And so it's beyond an honor and a thrill to talk to you. So thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much for saying that. That's very sweet.
It's very true. And it's such an exciting time for you and for Larry because Tiger Eyes is released 4 days from now, June 7th, DirecTV and on demand in theaters. Larry, I read somewhere that you said the first time you read Tiger Eyes, you wanted to make it a movie. Did you always want to make movies or was it something about Tiger Eyes?
I always wanted to. Well, since I was a teenager in high school, I wanted to make movies and started making films in high school and read Tiger Eyes on the way to college. So I had a desire to make films, and when I read, I just thought, wow, this is a movie, I understand it, I understand the characters, I've lived this story, and somehow it just, of all of her books, it just struck me, I have to make this into a movie today. I didn't know it would take this long, but eventually we got around to it, and I'm glad we did.
Better late than never, exactly.
Yes.
Was it like a thing when you were growing up when you would read all of your mom's books? Like, did you announce to her, okay, now I'm going to read Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret? Or did you kind of do it quietly? Did you discuss your mom's books with her? What was that relationship with her and her books like?
Well, when she would go off to work every day and we would go to school and she did her thing. And it wasn't until the books were finished, maybe sometimes in galley form, sometimes the first copy published, that she would say, here's the new book. And I would read it immediately. I think my sister did, too.
And did you critique them?
I enjoyed them, like any fan, I think. There was no critiquing necessary.
But you know what I used to do? I would hang around and try to watch them reading it to get the reaction.
Oh, wow.
And I know my daughter used to say, Mother, I can't read with you watching me. But I always wanted to see, what was funny? What was funny? What made you laugh just then? You know? But, of course, you can't read a book with somebody watching you. So
exactly.
I had to let them do it themselves.
Well, gosh, if you felt that way watching somebody read your book, what's it going to feel like watching people watch the movie?
Oh, I have been watching people watch the movie now at festivals and at screenings for a while. And I'm the only one of us who, made the movie, who sits there for every time, every single time, because it's different with every audience, and it's so exciting. You can feel the difference. It's always wonderful. It's always very, very satisfying and emotional. But it's different, and I love that.
And I'm always terrified and think as soon as the lights come up, they're gonna look for me and start throwing tomatoes at me.
But they don't. They don't.
But they don't. No,
they
now,
don't.
Judy, I've read a lot in the publicity for the movie that there were things that you did not even realize, not just at the time that you were writing Tiger Eyes, but actually until you saw the movie, that you didn't even realize you'd subconsciously internalized and written into Tiger Eyes from your own experience.
I think that that's true. I've come to think that that's true. I mean, my beloved parent, who was my father, died suddenly. I was with him. It was a sunny Sunday afternoon in July. I was 21, about to get married.
Oh, my God.
Very, very young, though, in life experience. You never get over that. You move on with your life. You come to understand that this parent who you loved and who loved you unconditionally, what he would have wanted for me mm-hmm. was to live and be happy and be fulfilled. And I think that part of the story, you know, that what Davy comes to understand about what her father would want for her mm-hmm. and what allows her to move on is very similar to my own feelings. You know, it's hard. I mean, it's a hard story. It's sad, but it's also a lot of light in it.
Absolutely. And that has to be a truly a never ending relationship with your own books. And Larry, for you experiencing this, your own story and knowing your mother's, it has to feel like these books never stop giving and never stop teaching all of us. We're always learning more as we go back and revisit them and see them brand new in the same way.
I think that's true. That's been my experience. I think even after working on Tiger Eyes for a couple of years, I can still go back and open the book and get very choked up by certain scenes and inspired by others. And I think it's strange how much there is in it to just keep drawing upon. So yeah, it's rich material. It gave us a lot to work with in the movie.
It sounds like it. And it's a very rich environment that you filmed it in. Obviously, you moved to New Mexico at a difficult time, and that affected how you felt about it. Did this experience with New Mexico make you feel more affectionate towards the region? Do you feel differently, or do you love it in new ways?
Well, I loved New Mexico from the moment I got there as a 13-year-old. I mean, I had come from New Jersey. I'd never seen mountains like that. It blew me away the day we moved there. And we're driving up this long, winding road to Los Alamos and kind of with Oz land. And I was always inspired by the place. When we moved to Santa Fe, I had a marvelous time in high school. I mean, I love New Mexico. I have great passion for the state. It was a joy to be able to go back for a couple of months and go back to the places that I had explored, the caves and the canyons and the mountains, the places I had explored a lot when I was a teenager, and be able to revisit them and have a camera and a crew with me to kind of document it, essentially. And so it was, the whole thing was joyful for me. And the experience of, you know, being torn away from everything I knew in life in New Jersey obviously had a great impact. But at that age, I wasn't conscious of any of it, you know. And now I look back on it with some empathy toward my younger self, but you know, the emotions are there. But really, my sense of New Mexico is one of it's pretty joyful.
I think, I always felt that Larry loved New Mexico, and there was no question about that. He has real roots there,
sure.
And for me, it wasn't hard to go to Santa Fe. I mean, I have a stepdaughter who lives in New Mexico, and very good friends, so I've been going regularly, but I had never been back to Los Alamos since the day I left.
Wow.
And that was a very long time ago. I started writing the book after I left Los Alamos. So I was very angry at the time, and I thought that I was very angry at Los Alamos. And in some ways I was, but I was angry about other things, relationship that I was in that didn't work. I blamed myself a lot for getting into it. And going back to Los Alamos, I was scared. I was like, oh, what is this going to be like? And it turned out to be, I mean, we weren't there for long, but it turned out to be a cathartic experience for me, because I was invited to come to an elementary school and talk to the teachers and the kids. And it was wonderful. It was warm. It was welcoming. It was wonderful. And that was a very, very good day for me. And it was good for me to be there. I also always loved the canyons and climbing in them. That's where I went to be alone and to think, which
right.
is not a good place to go by yourself, as Davy finds out in the movie.
Right.
But you know, I've always felt very attracted to the landscape, and the beauty of the landscape in the movie gets me every time, you know, because that's captured. The cinematographer and Larry were able to capture that incredible beauty.
It is such a unique beauty, and I'm so eager to see it. I haven't seen the movie version of Tiger Eyes yet, but I'm so eager to see it, especially through Larry's eyes, someone who, you know, has such an affection for the land, because it's a rare beauty. My parents live in Santa Fe, actually. I didn't know your connection that was so personal until I read all of this publicity. I didn't realize that all of Tiger Eyes, you know, that the New Mexico connection was rooted in such a personal link for you. And so then as soon as I did read the Santa Fe connection, I have this, you know, this now, my other bucket list thing is to bump into you on the plaza. And we could just, you know, we can go to the Five and Dime and get some Frito pie together, and it'll just be our day on the plaza.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great.
We based this film, our production office was in San Francisco, and pretty much everything we shot in this movie was within 35 miles of Santa Fe.
So and our office was just really on the plaza. I mean, it was really on the plaza.
That's so...
Old building that used to be a hospital, and they're threatening to make it into beautiful condominiums. What a shame. But well, I loved it. I loved it. I loved every moment of pre-production and production being on the set. It was the highlight of my professional life.
Now, I know that you have to go, and that's, I mean, what a way to end on, saying that this movie is the highlight of your professional life in this storied career of yours. And before I let you go, because I haven't seen it yet, in the behind the scenes with Judy included in the new version of Tiger Eyes, you say in behind the scenes, for anybody watching the carol sung around the piano, does anyone look familiar? And I haven't seen it yet, so I have to know, are you singing carols around the piano?
Well, you'll find yeah, let's just say that Larry needed extras that day.
Okay.
And George and I, my husband, signed up to be extras. And then when it was in editing, I said to him, and you better not take out those extras who are singing around the piano. It does, however, I think it's a very emotional scene. And when people realize that it is us, I think it takes them out of the movie for a moment. So I'm not sure it was the best idea, although I love being in it.
Oh, I can't wait. I think people are going to love it so much. And again, it's just, you know, you very rarely get a chance to thank your heroes and to thank the people that have changed your life. And so this is a very special moment for me, Judy Blume, that I'm able to say thank you to you. You were a huge, huge part of my life. And I thank you for all of your books. And I thank you for making yourself so available for people to talk to you about this incredible movie that's out on June 7th. And Larry, thank you so much for the time. I absolutely can't wait to see what you did with Tiger Eyes on June 7th. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And it's in theaters and also on video on demand, every cable, satellite system, and iTunes on June 7th.
We cannot wait. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.